It's a special time of day. It's Murrawarne Musings time. And for the Murrawarne Neighbourhood House, we have a special guest in the studio. It's Kylie Ross. G'day, Kylie.
Hi there, Bob. Thanks for having me.
That's no problem at all. Now, I'm reading here this thing that says, Activate Your Career.
Yes, that's the title of a course coming up in March at Murrawarne.
Okay. So tell me about that.
Yeah, well, my business is called Activating Careers, hence the name. Yep. And my vision for the business is to get people activated on the right trajectory with their careers and to support them with that, with all things career related, giving them the education and knowledge to achieve those goals.
Okay. And so you just thought of this overnight? Have you got some qualifications in this?
Yeah. No, it's a bit of a story. A few years ago now, it was back in 2002, I was doing a working holiday overseas, as you do sort of before you turn 30 to get the visa, and I worked in Ireland for a year.
Okay.
And while I was there, I was doing a temp job in a little country town in Ireland called Yall, and my job there was to type up the basic resumes for factory workers who were just about to get the sack from Kodak, because that was at the time when digital was taking over the analog and a lot of the workers were affected by that. So that was a main source of economy and work for that small town. And then I realised, wow, there's actually a career in this. There's actually a job. And so I guess I was on my working holiday to find myself and figure out what I wanted to do, what my passion was. And that was a real sort of turning point for me. Came back to Australia and went to RMIT and studied part-time while I worked full-time and did a graduate certificate in careers education.
Okay.
And then carried on to the diploma and just thought, right, I may as well fast track it to the master's. So did all of that while working full time at the same time.
Wow.
But yeah, the working holiday overseas, I guess when you get into a different environment, a different country, and you have to set yourself up there, it really equips you for making a career change. And I think, that sort of all of those skills and experience made me realise I want to do that in my own life as well when I get back to Australia. And it's taken me quite a bit of time to get to this point, but that was back in 2002. But in the meantime, I've been working full time in lots of different industries, and all of that skills and experience and plenty of jobs that I've gone for over the years in many different industries, I can give that knowledge and experience to students in the courses and helping them with their resumes.
Okay, so this is not just a resume writing course at all, really,
no,
is it?
No, I think Sally put a few comments in there, what it's covering, job search, writing cover letter, resume, LinkedIn, advertising, key selection criteria, and the main thing that I'm passionate about is interview skills, and so what I want to bring to the course is teaching a student how to prepare for an interview, how to, as soon as you are in the reception, you're being watched by the receptionist on as such, and you need to be organised and just be really focused and give a positive first impression.
You don't want to be sitting in reception flicking through your folio making sure everything's...
I have gone for jobs and then found out later the receptionist said, yeah, she's a good one or whatever, just from observing. So as soon as you walk in there, you're on, basically. But I want to just empower students or clients to have the confidence to get through that process and practice with mock interviews.
Yep.
And then the twist at the end will be to get in some employers from Apollo Bay, which hopefully between myself and Sally we can source volunteer a couple of hours' time to do real interviews, or as in with real employers, and practice what they've learnt from me and then get some feedback from both the employer perspective and from me as a career counsellor to finish it off.
That sounds wonderful. Get some people with some long and serious faces.
But hopefully they get a few light bulb moments too.
Well, No, I mean some employers that sort of look a bit challenging.
Yeah, that's it. You can get a whole variety of people. You can have a panel, or you can just have one.
Yep.
Even a coffee interview. I mean, I met Sally to talk about this course in Bayleaf just a few weeks ago, and I still treat that as an interview. You're just in there to present what your product and service is, and even if you have a coffee interview, some people can get lulled into a false sense of security, think it's just a bit of a chat, be a bit too casual, but then you don't want to be too formal either. So there's the fine line, and that's kind of the nuances that I want to get through in the different aspects of job searching right through to the actual interview.
Fantastic. It sounds like a great opportunity for Well, not just for some of the school leavers and younger people that are kind of wondering what to do, but for some older folk in Apollo Bay who are sort of having second lives. Lots of people in Apollo Bay are,
I'm really impressed in Apollo Bay how people seem to have at least two or three jobs. You might be working in a cafe, at the information centre, at the library, just so many at the Otway Health or whatever. So, yeah, they have a variety of things going on. So they must have very adaptable skills.
Mm.
And certainly, this course would be for anyone either thinking about changing careers, currently searching for a job, or just to have that knowledge and experience so that when they are in that place where they want to do that, they've got the tools to do that.
Okay. And how many people do you think you'll have in the course?
Sally was saying about 12 would be an ideal number, so we'll just have to see how the enrolments go. But we want to keep it to a manageable number so that I can also give some individual attention. Yep. One of the other key features of the course is I want them to have a finalised resume.
Mm.
So if they come in with a draft, but if they don't have a draft resume, we can also create one on site as well. So we want to be inclusive of all learners, regardless of what stage they're at. And I'd like to have their marketing tool of their resume finalised before we move into the interview section of the course.
Oh, wow. And
they get two key outcomes of the course, the resume and skills in the interview.
And the skills in the interview. Mm. And the course is running on the 16th, 23rd and 30th of March.
Yeah, that's right.
From 10 till 3 in the first instance and then 10 to 2 on the second couple of days.
Yeah, I was the theory stuff in the first workshop and then really focusing on resumes and the interviews in the last two.
Okay.
And there's another few hours up our sleeve so that I can also provide individual attention to students regarding their resume or interview skills as required, so we can be a bit flexible about that.
Okay. And they're Saturdays.
They're on Saturdays. I work full time throughout the week in Melbourne, so I'll be coming down on Friday to do that.
Okay. And the cost?
I believe it's $35
at Sally's Put. That's what it says here, yeah.
Yeah, it's funded through the state government.
Yep.
So there is a small fee, but it's designed so it can be inclusive of all the locals to get involved and get skilled up in all things careers related.
Yeah, and you do need to have, even if it's just a nominal amount, a fee for things, otherwise people don't necessarily pay attention. That's true. Yep.
That's what Sally was saying. I leave that to her expertise.
Yeah. And you can book this. You could talk to Sally at the community house, at the Murrawarne Neighbourhood House, or you can go to trybooking.com.
Or you can feel free to contact me as well.
Yep.
My email is kylie@activatingcareers.com.au.
kylie@activatingcareers.com.au.
Yes. And my website is activatingcareers.com.au, so all contact details on there as well. But I'm looking forward to it. My parents sort of retired down here about 8 years ago, so I've been down to the Bay quite a bit lately, so it's great to have an opportunity to give back to the community.
And to be careful about that, the Bay will get you. It does. That's how it gets you. You start coming and you're liking it. And then
my dad was originally a lifesaver here when he was a teenager, and so we always came down the Great Ocean Road for beach holidays, and they eventually got a place down in Marengo and retired down here.
Well, that's fantastic. Kylie Ross, thanks for coming in. If you're listening to this either on the radio or as the podcast, and you're thinking, I could do with some skills, I could sort of dust off myself and apply for a few jobs that, because quite often you'll look in the paper or you'll hear or you'll see something on one of the websites about a job and you'll go, but then I'd have to get my resume out and I'd have to do this and have to do that. Activate the career. This is Murrawarne Musings on 3, or it has been Murrawarne Musings on 3 ABR. We've been talking to Kylie Ross.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Thanks. Bye now.